Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Four 11 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. All I can say is sit down, buckle up, and hold on. It's going to be quite a
show. It's an eventful afternoon.
Oh, it is a busy afternoon, and thank you so much for allowing us to come along with you today. Friday afternoon, go ahead and smile about it. Interesting day today. As mentioned, we're going to go, especially in our sports segments today, we're going to feature a black hockey team. You know, it's Black Awareness Month this week, and we're going to feature a team that maybe you have never heard of. I hope you haven't. Hope I kind of expose a new element for you, but we'll be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the confusion around the Navarre Mardi Gras parade tomorrow. Where do you park? What time's the bridge closing? How can you get off the island if you want to leave early? Blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk to Major Brinkman. Just settle this whole thing real fast. I'm getting so many conflicting reports, and I'm not going to tell you the reports that are not confirmed. Until they're confirmed, until we fact check it, I'm not going to tell you about it. So we're going to let Major Brinkman straighten this whole thing out, because I have gotten so many versions of, oh, the bridge is closing at this time. Nope, you can't go this. I have never heard anything official yet. But we're going to hear it today. 5:12, ladies and gentlemen. You can join us, and we're going to ask Major Brinkman what's really going on over in Navarre for the parade tomorrow.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
One thing I can tell you, wear long underwear.
Yes.
It's going to be chilly. It's going to be really, really chilly over there. But anyway, that's some of the things, sports, and we'll talk about Ashley Hoffberger, our good friend, District 4 Commissioner, and her contentious discussion about Wes Marino. Mm. She wants to see him go. Other commissioners aren't really commenting. They're not giving her that urge of respect, I guess. Maybe we're putting it like that.
But yeah, anyway, she's one of the new kids on the block.
Yeah, but she's smart. Oh, my goodness. I met her last summer before she got into this thing and sat down with her and had a great, great discussion with her. Her head's in the right place. And I got to tell you, her head is in the right place because she wants to do the right thing. Mm. We'll talk about that. Ashley Hoffberger's coming up with a report on her thing with Wes Marino.
Well, one of the words that you said in the midst of all that was contentious. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me thinking about one of our top dramatic stories here nationally. President Trump says he'll see Maine's governor in court after they got into an exchange of words at the White House. The president asked Governor Janet Mills if she was going to comply with his executive order banning trans women from women's sports. And she replied she's complying with state and federal laws. Trump said they are the federal law and she better comply or there will be no funding sent to the state.
I watched Fox midday today. I forget the name of the show. They got five people. It's kind of like The View, but on the conservative
the five?
Side for Fox. No,
Fox
no,
and
that's,
Friends.
That's at night. That's the night stuff.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm talking about midday. Outspoken or anyway.
I'm not sure.
They were talking about the same issue that you're talking about. Illinois Pritzker being just absolutely vocal about being, oh, we're not going to follow Trump. We're not going to do these things. All right. Well, they had Pam Bondi on today, and she just said, try me. And so we're going to go probably to the forefront of this, and they're going to try her.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't try to do stuff absolutely with Trump and his administration, because they are. I mean, they're saying, hey, if you don't do what we want, that's fine. But they'll get the Hamas treatment. There will be hell to pay.
You know, but what they're saying, Austin, they're saying the voters want this. The voters voted on this. This is what the people have spoken about.
Right.
So we will see. Pam is what I've heard. I don't know Pam Bondi, but I'm just saying she seems like she's very competent and a lady that you really don't want to push too hard.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably why Trump wanted her.
Okay, so there you go. Stocks ending down today over renewed concerns about tariffs. Here we go. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages retreating for a second day and posting weekly declines as a mix of weak consumer sentiment data and a decline in United Health stock weighed on Wall Street. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, with tech the worst performer, while consumer staples gained. Shares of United Health Group, the worst performer in the Dow, diving 7% following a report that said that the Justice Department had launched an investigation into the company's Medicare billing practices. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & & Gamble, the Dow Decliners, United Health Group, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 749 points, the Nasdaq lower by 438, S&P 500 down 104. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, just past 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. There was an accident reported in that general vicinity earlier. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots. As for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs at around 60 and lows in the 40s, but Sunday night's going to have some rainfall.
417 News Radio 92.3, heard from my CPA today. That was a very enlightening call.
I was about to say, how'd that go?
Yeah, taxes, you know, discussing that. Are you going to have your taxes ready on time this year? Yes, I am. here's a question for you. Which deduction is best for you and your tax situation? Well, Taylor Riggs has a look at Fox Business Tax Tip.
How to determine if you should itemize or select a standard deduction. I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
When doing taxes, it's important to determine which is best for you. CPA Bill Dendy says,
after the Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017, most people are just taking the standard deduction because it got so large.
But sometimes it pays to itemize.
It doesn't make sense to itemize unless they have a particularly high year of health cost expenses not covered by their insurance, or if they make large charitable contributions.
The number for those taking a standard deduction does change annually. Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a federal judge adjourning New York City Mayor Eric Adams' federal corruption trial indefinitely. Details on that decision and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com and let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It reminds me of Katy Perry. I know it's not, but
yes, it is.
It is.
That's a Katy Perry song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was going to say it sounded like a Katy Perry song.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good song. That came out when I was a kid.
Surprise, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Friday afternoon. Yeah, go ahead and smile. You can do that. Week behind you now. Setting off to a new adventure this weekend. We're going to talk to Major Brinkman. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, 5:12 this afternoon. We're going to figure out what's going on with the Navarre Mardi Gras Parade. Not that there's anything wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything. We just want to get the logistics worked out for you.
So in you're words, not where, messed up on parking where, or anything.
Because I was talking to, I will not name names, but I was talking to somebody at the Navarre Chamber of Commerce this afternoon before coming on. And she was telling me, it all depends on when the island's full. If there's no more part, they're going to cut it. You're going to shut it off.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to get at. What are the times you really have to be concerned about getting over there in place for the parade before or if they do shut the bridge?
And this isn't just to help the masses. It's to help you and me.
No, this is totally greedy. This is for me.
Yeah.
But we're going to help you out. And Major Brinkman, 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses. You can find them on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Looking at the roads here, there wasn't too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this time every afternoon. We did have some backups that were worse than usual on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Weekend's going to have highs at around 60, lows in the 40s.
Okay, I talked about this just a few minutes ago. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger wants to replace County Administrator Wes Marino. She feels Marino has not moved fast enough on key issues in the county. One area is first responder pay. Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger.
The biggest thing I ran on was public safety, making sure that our first responders have everything they need to respond to us and that they're paid adequate wages. Right now, our firefighters are paid $13 an hour starting out. The people that fold your laundry at a laundromat are paid more than that. It's ridiculous.
Okay, Board Chair Mike Kohler.
I think that each of us should sit down with Wes over the next month. This is just my suggestion, and voice your concerns to him of what you believe needs to be changed in the county. No matter what happens with this board with you, Wes, I'm going to dignify your 38 years of service.
All right, no other commissioners, by the way, supported Hoffberger's request. Hey, listen, if you're waiting for a FedEx package to be delivered this afternoon, you might have to wait a little bit longer. They're off. Their scheduling's off today. Why? Their Memphis hub was snowed in. So a lot of delays in the area. So just bring along a little patience with you this afternoon. City of Cocoa Beach is considering an increase in registration fees in an effort to crack down on short-term rental owners. And you thought this area was the only one complaining about this.
Yeah.
No, it's down in Central Florida as well. Esther Brower from Fox 35 in Orlando has the story.
Right now, there are more than 1,500 vacation rental properties in a town that's 6 miles long.
1,500 small businesses are being run here, and we have to inspect them, make sure they're in compliance.
To fight back, the city manager is trying to create a better staffed enforcement division and says vacation rental owners need to pay their fair share. Here's what's on the table: increasing initial registration fees for rental property owners from $525 to $2,500, annual fees from $325 to $1,500, and several other fee hikes.
And mentioned this before the break, a federal judge adjourning New York City Mayor Eric Adams' federal corruption trial indefinitely. This is the judge that is considering a request by the Justice Department to drop the charges against Adams. Yesterday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced she is putting limits on Adams' power rather than removing him from office.
Okay, let's just remember here, our good friends over at the West Florida Public Library, they're having their winter book sale. I thought I'd drop this in here if you want to maybe check this out this week. It's underway today, by the way, and through the weekend down at the downtown library on Spring Street. Entry to the book sale is free over the weekend. There you go. Proceeds donated to the WFPL system last year. $50,000 was donated last year, so they're hoping to do a little bit better this year. Hundreds of baby crocodiles have hatched here in the state of Florida. I'm interested why they're calling those crocodiles and not alligators. Usually the crocs were called crocs like in Australia and all.
Yeah.
But here we have alligators. Interesting. I wonder why that happens. Here's Belks Nerxie. Belks is over at WSVN in Miami this afternoon. Files this report.
Baby boom to tell you about, but not at a hospital. More than 500 crocodiles hatching at the Turkey Point Clean Energy Center in South Miami-Dade. FPNL's crocodile monitoring program. The center has over 160 miles of canals, providing the perfect habitat to help restore the population of the once endangered American crocodiles. This is the third highest hatching count since the program's inception way back in the 1970s.
Best idea not to pet them. Try to pet them.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a good idea. Then count your fingers.
Yeah. Never tell us that we're not experts. All righty. If you're looking at this cold weather outside and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
It can go.
It's not always woe is you, all right? Millions are experiencing freezing temperatures from the northern U.S. border down to the Gulf Coast. Today will be the last day of an Arctic outbreak that broke records this week in the central part of the country. Many places being hit with record low temperatures as the northern plains and upper Midwest are seeing wind chill numbers 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
Ooh, no thanks.
Yeah, not ideal.
Hey, last week, the Lakeland Police Department held the 2025 USPCA Region 1 field trials. This is a three-day canine competition, which included patrolling and narcotics detection. Three, go ahead and count them, three of Escambia County's sheriff's canines, Walker, Streeter, and Roland, placed in multiple categories with the handlers and canines receiving honorable mentions as well. Good for our dogs.
Yeah.
Did good down in Florida.
Represented us proudly. And also, President, we had mentioned this earlier in the week, but President Trump backing Republican Representative Byron Donald's likely bid for governor in Florida, taking to Truth Social, Trump called Donald's a total winner, adding that he would have a big voice and work closely with Trump to advance our America First agenda. Donald has yet to announce his intention to run, but NBC News says he's been telling donors he will.
You know, that's a great selection. That guy's good. I've followed Byron for quite a while. Want to talk about a smart guy?
Sure.
He's a smart guy.
He's a smart fellow.
Okay, mortgage rates below 7% level today. Home buyers, home sellers, here they go. Let me give you the numbers real quick here. Average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.96%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, looking at 6.41%.
Fox News
I'm Tom Graham. The jury in the trial of a man accused of trying to kill author Salman Rushdie on a New York stage has delivered its verdict.
Less than 2 hours after deliberations started, they'd found Hadi Mattar guilty of attempted murder for stabbing author Salman Rushdie. Mattar was also found guilty of assault for injuries to another man who was on stage at the time.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Stocks falling sharply to end the week with a Dow dropping 749 points. Fox's Hillary Barsky.
The major averages retreating for a second day and posting weekly declines as a mix of weak consumer sentiment data and a decline in United Health stock weighed on Wall Street. Shares of United Health Group, the worst performer in the Dow, diving 7% following a report that said that the Justice Department had launched an investigation into the company's Medicare billing practices.
NASDAQ dropping 438, the S&P 500 giving up 104. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Hims & Hers Health at one point fell more than 23% today after the FDA announced that the shortage of semaglutide injection products has now been resolved. It's the active ingredient in Novo Nordisk's blockbuster weight loss drug Wegovy and diabetes treatment Ozempic. Demand has exploded and Hims & Hers have been prescribing compounded semaglutide as an alternative for those dealing with supply issues. Shares of Celsius Holdings surged more than 30% as investors seemingly validated the company's growth prospects. The company also said it's agreed to acquire Alani Nutrition. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly lower during the final trading session of a rough week, with the Dow losing nearly 750 points, the S&P 500 lost 104, and the NASDAQ lost 2.2%, good enough for 438 points.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Hockey shined once again on the big stage last night as we saw Canada defeat the United States in the first ever Four Nations face-off final in overtime. I hope the momentum gained in the United States for hockey continue to grow off this tremendous tournament, but I'm skeptical it actually will, as unfortunately we've seen this story too many times before, when people rave about hockey for a few weeks and then not talk about it again until the Stanley Cup playoffs or the next time Team USA competes on the big stage. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z savings event at AutoZone.
Thanks, I need to change my oil. So how much is an oil filter?
Free when you buy 5 quarts of oil. Right now, we have a special on Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil.
The oil filter is free with the Valvoline...
Advanced Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil? Yep, the free oil filter is part of the A to Z savings event. Only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Chappie James Memorial Monument has been funded by the Board of County Commissioners, but how we got there was interesting. Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary show, recap that, plus the interesting implications about cancel culture, President Trump's mostly false attacks on Vladimir Zelensky, but why there might be a purpose to it all, plus find out why Groundhog Day and the word domestic, when talking about beer, got canceled this week in the Transgressions Memorial Service. Listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Friday afternoon, yeah, go ahead and smile. It's a good one. Cold.
Yes.
I'll preface that indeed. By saying, it is cold outside. No matter what that temperature says, it still feels cold, one way, if you like it or not. You're going to have to deal with that. I was just showing Austin this a second. We've been telling you for a while now, the folks over at FastPass getting a lot of problems with people texting there with messages that are just not true. And as I'm telling him about this, what happens? It pops up on my phone. I got one for you.
You better pay it.
Just taps toll roads. Notice of toll evasion. You have an unpaid toll bill on your account. To avoid late fees, pay within 12 hours or the late fees will be increased and reported to the DMV. This isn't real, folks. I just want to let you know that. It comes from a phone number, +63. That's the country code.
Yeah.
694-110-4907. The Team Roads team wishes you a great day. Thanks for, we can scam you. Now, I will totally delete this, of course.
Yes.
But this is, if you get something like this from FastPass or whatever, and listen, check it out. I told you what I did. I went by the toll booth.
Right.
And went to the office and showed them the darn thing. Said, that's a scam. I'm still getting scammed.
My goodness.
And the timing, I just showed it to you.
Well, you know what? While some of those toll messages may be lies, traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Yeah, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. One of our worst-looking spots, though, is Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Saturday and Sunday won't be as cool. Highs at around 60, lows in the 40s.
438 News Radio 92.3. Hockey is in the air today and tonight. Flyers return home this weekend against Evansville. Tonight, game puck drop 7:05. Tomorrow night, 7:05. Sunday afternoon, 4:05 on that one. Three-game series. Be sure and check that out. Heartbreaker last night in Boston. Canada wins the inaugural Four Nations Face-Off.
Fox Sports Update.
On ESPN, at 8:18 of sudden death overtime, Canada won the NHL's inaugural Four Nations Faceoff.
Just a remarkable tournament, finished by the game's most talented player, Connor McDavid, beats Connor Hellebuyck, and Canada wins 3-2.
On ESPN, Canada led 1-0 last night before Team USA scored two straight goals by Brady Tkachuk and Jake Sanderson. Canada evened the score at 2 late in the second period on a goal by Sam Bennett. Connor McDavid scored his third of the tournament to win it all for Team Canada.
Well, I know it's just a quick tournament, and it's not an Olympic gold medal or anything like that, but it means the world to our group. As you can see, everybody battled so hard all week, so yeah, it was special.
Why does it mean so much?
Because it's best on best. It's four great countries going at it. Obviously here in Boston,
going against an amazing American team and just finding a way. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest.
Connor McDavid, who was on the losing end of the Stanley Cup last year for the Edmonton Oilers, celebrated his native Canada's victory in the Four Nations face-off 3-2 in overtime against Team USA. The MVP of the tournament, Team Canada's Nathan MacKinnon, who opened the scoring last night with his fourth goal of the tournament. NHL regular season resumes tomorrow. One night after LeBron James and the Lakers lost at home to the Hornets, they went into Portland and beat the Trailblazers 110-102. 40-year-old LeBron James scored 40 points for the second time since he hit the big 4-0 December 30th. He's the only player in NBA history with multiple 40-point games at age 40. Nine-time NFL Pro Bowl offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys, 34-year-old Zach Martin, retiring after 11 seasons with Dallas. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, Chris, one of the final things he mentioned there was Zach Martin's retirement.
Yeah.
And he reminds me a lot of Joe Thomas, a guy that's just great as his – he was great at his – my goodness, can I speak? He was great at his job, and that's it. You never heard anything about him that wasn't about how elite he was. And it's that's why it's a shame that he had the injuries that he did, but also – that he didn't get more out of his stay with Dallas throughout his entire career. So to have a great legacy in spite of all that, that means he really was truly special. So big congrats to the guy.
Another element of the Steinbrenner era has come to a close. It's the end of an era for one major franchise. You talk about the Yankees. You know we're talking about the Yankees here.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Max explains what's going on in New York City.
The most storied franchise in North American professional sports has made a landmark decision. The 27-time World Series champion New York Yankees will allow players and uniformed team personnel to have facial hair beyond a mustache. In a statement from Yankees general partner Hal Steinbrenner, titled Alteration of Yankees Facial Hair Policy, the 55-year-old son of former Yankees boss George Steinbrenner wrote in part, "After great consideration, we will be amending our expectation to allow our players and uniformed personnel to have well-groomed beards moving forward. It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy." Steinbrenner noted he helped reach this decision after he spoke in recent weeks with a number of former and current Yankees over several eras. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, that's I think that's fair, you know, because that just seems like something that was in place for as long as it was solely for the sake of tradition. You know, I understand you shouldn't look like a hobo when you're walking up to the mound, but I think that was something that, you know, okay, we can allow beards. Come on. Let's be practical here.
George Steinbrenner didn't like him.
Well,
did not like him at all.
Well,
the Yankees were molded as America's team. You know what I mean? Clean cut. I mean,
I can't grow a beard, so maybe I can't relate.
You know, it's okay.
I'll stay in my lane.
It's
Chris.
It's absolutely okay. Believe me, it's absolutely okay. One thing I find interesting, a lot of folks commenting on halftime Super Bowl shows. How are the talents chosen? And for the past few years, it's been pretty much hip-hop.
Rap stuff,
Stuff like that. Well, fans of a country music icon are calling for a country performance at next year's Super Bowl. Michelle Polino has more.
It's been two decades since a country music singer graced the Super Bowl stage as a halftime performer. But Carrie Underwood fans want to change that. They've created a petition to get the country superstar center field February 8th of next year. And ever since Jay-Z's Roc Nation entered into a partnership with the NFL in August of 2019, there have only been Latin R&B and rap artists during halftime.
Right now
the Underwoods fan club, the Care Bears, are flooding social media with hashtag CU Super Bowl. The genre has been having its moment, with many artists from other formats taking a swing at it. Even Jay-Z's wife Beyonce put out an award-winning country album, Country Carter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
This does not surprise me at all, because a lot of the, you know, very passionate views on the halftime show recently and in recent memory have been like very polarizing, and that's how social media discussions are. So to see two of the most polarizing musical genres be talked about in this clash, rap and country, is no surprise to me at all.
Okay, 4:43 News Radio 92.3. Golf legend Tiger Woods met with President Trump trying to settle a big divide between a pair of golf leagues. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Tiger Woods joined President Trump at a Black History Month reception, along with PGA Tour player Adam Scott and PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan.
And we had some interesting discussions, but let me ask you, is there anybody like our Tiger?
President Trump is helping negotiate a settlement between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, a league backed by Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund that has attracted top players away from the PGA. Any deal would likely need approval from the Trump administration. The Justice Department launched an antitrust investigation when a proposed merger was first announced in 2023. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 4:45 here. We'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. We got several spots of congestion, but none of them are anything you wouldn't expect. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and on a Mobile Highway passing Michigan Avenue. Those are probably the worst looking spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 52 degrees. Tonight's low is 38. This weekend's going to have highs at around 60, lows into 40s late Sunday night. Expect some rain.
Okay, Doge head Elon Musk delivered remarks on his efforts to save taxpayer dollars at the Conservative Political Action Conference called CPAC. He was there Thursday night outside of Washington. Jackie Hendrick reports from the White House.
Musk said the Government Accountability Office is estimating the annual fraud in the neighborhood of $500 billion a year. He added that what he's found shows a, quote, lack of empathy for the taxpayer. Democrats continue to cast Musk as a threat to democracy, but the White House says lifetime tenured bureaucrats are the issue. Kevin Hassett defending the layoffs, saying the process has been thoughtful and workers who've been let go rarely admit their poor performance. The president also defended Doge's work and its workforce. The White House, meantime, is weighing a plan to return some of Doge's savings to the taxpayers, saying that portions could also go to good use elsewhere.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this in the health business science field. The winner of the $328 million Powerball prize from January 17th has claimed his money. 79-year-old Abbas Shafi of Oregon took the lump sum worth $146 million. He said he's overjoyed about the win and plans to spend the money on travel, investments, and nonprofit organizations that are close to his heart.
Better do it quick. Better take advantage of it. 448 News Radio 92.3. Hey, you know, we always tell you about please look out for motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. Watch before you change. Change the lanes. Do not pull out until you look. Florida, finally, they've put the cards down the table. Florida is one of the most dangerous places to ride a motorcycle. The state had led the country, actually, for the most motorcycle accident-related deaths in 2024. That, by the way, third year in a row. Weak helmet laws, high DUI-related crashes, and unchanged high-risk intersections continue. Just absolutely continue to endanger riders. Here comes some numbers. 1,024 DUI-related motorcycle crashes in 24. The five most dangerous states for motorcycle drivers. Number one, Florida. Number two, California. Three, Texas. Four, Arizona. Number five, Georgia.
Wow, really?
Before you change lanes, look.
Yes.
Look for motorcyclists.
100%. And this story, you may not care about, or it may shake you to your core, depending on your metrics for fine dining. Hooters reportedly preparing to file for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's according to Bloomberg, which said Hooters is working with creditors on a restructuring plan. The outlet also reports the restaurant chain is working with a law firm to ready the filing, and the court process could start in the next 2 months. Hooters has been dealing with a decline in customers and closed about 40 locations just last year.
Okay, former John A. Gibson School building here in Pensacola may have a second chance to be restored. The Escambia School Board voted to sell the historic building to the city of Pensacola for $260,000. The school opened in 1921, was named after Gibson, a black educator who immigrated to Pensacola from the Bahamas in 1872 and died in 1906 at 79. I want to know how he got here.
What's your story?
There were a lot of roads at that point. If you land from the Bahamas, where'd he land at? They didn't have boats. Oh, well, just here, let me get you a ticket here, Bahamas to Pensacola Beach. Well, there were no things like that. But goodness gracious. I don't know how you got here.
You got me beat.
I know.
All righty, 4:49, around this time every hour, I'd like to give you another reminder of your stock numbers. Stocks falling sharply yet again to end the week on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 748 points to 43,428, S&P 500 losing 104 points to 60,013, and the NASDAQ dropping 438 points to 19,524.
Okay, the mayor's neighborhood cleanup is tomorrow in East Pensacola Heights. The event allows city customers to leave eligible items at the curb for pickup. Of course, this is free of charge. Sanitation customers was placed. You got to place these items curbside by 7 a.m. Saturday morning. The cleanup includes bulk items only. Yard waste or garbage will not be collected.
Mm, good to know.
Listen, being and talking trash for many years.
I see what you did there.
Okay. Right. Get those cans out. The drivers don't want to have, because somebody, and they'll do it, and we've seen it all the time. Well, they didn't pick up my trash can. Well, your trash can wasn't out. I mean, you got to put it out. So
they didn't walk through my yard and drag it to the truck.
Exactly right. Just work with us on this thing. Get the cans out by 7.
And drug overdose deaths are down for the first time since the pandemic began. New CDC data shows that the rate of overdose deaths fell 4% from 2022 to 2023. One doctor, who's a professor of psychiatry at Rutgers, told ABC News that the drop is surprising but a positive sign. There you go.
All right. Trump administration pulling the plug on California's high-speed rail project. Wow. Here comes the details from Los Angeles.
The state can't afford to go it alone. Despite promises, the project never attracted a penny of private money, so the audit could end the subsidies and effectively kill the bullet train, which is why protesters, many union workers who depend on that federal lifeline, turned out yesterday in L.A. to throw tomatoes and heckle Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
If you want to go protest somewhere, if you want to shout at someone, go to the governor's mansion. Go talk to Democrats in the legislature who have brought us this crappy project.
17 years and $16 billion later, the project has yet to lay a single foot of rail. It was sold to voters in 2008 as a low-cost, environmentally friendly way to get to L.A. to San Francisco.
Alrighty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got a few civil rights organizations coming out and taking legal action against the Trump administration over his banning of DEI programs. Details on that and more shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant working with local businesses? What if this job, you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. It is 4:54, sliding through the afternoon here. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. I have not given you an update. I wanted to do this. The SS United States moving along in the Atlantic Ocean today, en route to Mobile, eventually, of course, resting off the coast of Destin, where it's going to become the world's largest artificial reef. Tracking the ship right now, here's what you do. Just look east of Raleigh, straight east of Raleigh. That's where the ship is out in the Atlantic. It's moving, get this, yesterday it was moving at about 9 miles per hour. Today, 4.3 miles per hour. Slowed up more than half, but it is continuing and kind of trucking on in there. If you want to follow the ship, here's your link you can go to. It's share, S-H-A-R-E, dot Garmin, G-A-R-M-I-N, dot com, /share/SS United States, and make sure the SS United States are upper caps.
All righty. Well, hopefully the cars aren't moving as slow as that ship is. 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, just a lot of congestion, but in spots where you would normally expect it. One of the worst looking areas, though, is going to be Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 38 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs at around 60, lows into 40s.
News Radio 92.3. I don't know why the board is so ugly at Pensacola International this afternoon. There are a slew of flights we've got problems with. And before I run some of them down with you, take this as the final statement here. Call the airline to get the latest information and the most updated information. Let me just go ahead and start. Dallas-Fort Worth flight, American flight 2444, touchdown 457. Not going to be here for another couple of hours. 647 on that flight's been delayed. Coming up out of Orlando, Spirit 1759. Scheduled touchdown 4:57, about an hour later. Expect that about 5:57 on that one. Coming out of Tampa, Silver Flight 80, 610's touchdown. It's been canceled altogether, so don't expect that one at all. Denver Frontier is looking good here. Charlotte, American 54:43, touchdown 6:31. Now 7:30. Couple more flights here. Dallas, Fort Worth, American 1523, touchdown 659, delayed until just a little bit after 8 o'clock. And then coming up out of Orlando, Silver Flight 60, 710, touchdown now 750. I only say this in case you have to pick somebody up at the airport. You don't have to go pay for the parking fees. And also, your time's worth some money.
Right.
Why sit there for a couple of hours and the flight's been delayed? Contact the airline for the latest information.
And mentioned this before the break, three civil rights organizations suing the Trump administration over some of the executive orders banning support for DEI things. The National Urban League, the National Fair Housing Alliance, and AIDS Foundation Chicago filed the suit Wednesday, arguing that by banning federal references to transgender people or support for DEI programs, funding for non-governmental organizations is at risk.
Okay, I'm going to pull this story up because it affects me. I've got United Healthcare is one of my insurance companies here. It says the DOJ is now launching an investigation into my insurance company, United Healthcare. Jenny Casola has the details.
The Wall Street Journal says the Department of Justice is looking into United Health Group's Medicare Advantage plans. The journal says the civil probe has apparently been investigating United Health's billing practices for months. It's a separate investigation from the antitrust probe, which has been going on for about a year. The Justice Department is said to be looking into United Health's diagnoses that trigger extra payments. A series of articles in the Wall Street Journal last year revealed that Medicare paid United Health billions of dollars for revenue-generating diagnoses. United Health has previously said its practices lead to more accurate diagnoses and it performs well in Medicare audits. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Ouch.
And the monkey is off to a scary good start at the box office. The horror film made $1.9 million from Thursday previews yesterday. It's expected to make between $12 and $14 million in its debut weekend. Meanwhile, Captain America Brave New World is projected to take first place again with $30 million in its second weekend.
Okay, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin looking to pull back billions of dollars spent by the Biden administration. They're still finding money here. Steve Harrigan has the details from Atlanta.
The new head of the EPA says he is determined to try to claw back $20 billion, this money used by the Biden administration in its end days to try to fund green energy projects. Lee Zeldin said basically it was a slush fund to reward leftist activists, including Georgia's Stacey Abrams. That $20 billion was part of the Biden administration's greenhouse gas reduction program. The money went to eight groups, $2 billion going to Power Forward Communities. That's where Abrams worked as a senior counsel. Many have criticized the timing of the award. It came 1 month after Abrams re-endorsed Biden for re-election. The Democrats say the real issue here is Republicans trying to gut environmental protection.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.